Welcome to the Diva Deets, the ultimate podcast for women over 40 who are ready to take control of their health, ditch the diets, and lose weight for good. Today, we are diving into the nuts and bolts of meal planning. We're going to kind of structure everything around an 1,800 calorie nutrition plan. So you might want to go grab a pen. And if meal planning has ever felt overwhelming for you, stick around and I'll break it down into simple, actionable steps to help you fuel your body and feel fabulous. And guess what? I've got a free download for you to make it even easier, so stay tuned for that. First and foremost, why does meal planning matter? Meal planning is super important because planning your meals is not just about losing weight, and it never has been. It's honestly about reducing decision fatigue. Because think about it, at the end of the day, if you don't have a plan and you sit there and you ask your husband, this becomes a funny argument. What do you want? I don't know. What do you want? I don't know. What do you want? And the very second that somebody goes, pizza sounds good. Okay, pizza sounds good. And then that's where it's at. Or eventually you just get frustrated and go get some food yourself. Has anybody ever been there? Or is that just me and my husband? Reducing decision fatigue helps you stay consistent, and it ensures that you're going to get nutrition into your body when it comes to meal planning. So for women over 40, a balanced plan can make a huge difference in energy levels, muscle maintenance, and overall health. Now, when a woman usually starts with me, I do a body type quizzing on her. I am looking into being able to offer that as something that you guys can do on your own and have the results, but I don't have that available at this moment. Having said that, a body type quiz tells me a couple of things. It tells me how you mainly metabolize your food. And from that, I know how to create macronutrients. What's fun is when a woman hits 40, she starts to metabolize food a couple of different ways. And that means that we need to carb cycle. Having said that, the plan is to always pull her back into just a simple, balanced program where she's not having to cycle anything in and out once she gets her weight down where she needs to be. So even if you just start with a balanced plan, that is going to make a massive difference in how you feel. It's going to help you drop fat. I'm not always looking at the scale. I'm looking at making sure that we are getting the body as healthy as it possibly can be. Does that make sense? I hope that it does. So the biggest thing is that meal planning saves you time. It's going to make a huge difference in your energy levels. It's going to make a huge difference in your muscle maintenance and your overall health. And so as we reduce stress, we also reduce cortisol. When we reduce cortisol, we also reduce fat storage, especially around the belly. So if you have a meal plan, it prevents you from defaulting to unhealthy choices. And if you have a meal plan in place as well, you are less likely to snacky snack snack and eat 1,000 calories before dinner. Is anybody else ever done that before? I feel like that's a natural inclination, is to snack, 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 and then we eat dinner. And we haven't even once recorded those calories to pay attention to what we've eaten. For every handful of nuts, you're eating about 300 calories. That just depends on how big your hand is, right? So if you are super busy and you're super tired, we want to have a plan in place to prevent unhealthy choices. And this helps you stay within your calorie deficit for weight loss and calorie maintenance for staying the weight that you are. And so you can hit your macronutrient targets. So this is an example of an 1,800 calorie diet. Can I just say in advance, there are so many stupid, stupid, idiotic programs out there that encourage you to eat 800 calories. Are you going to lose weight? Heck yeah, it's all muscle and you're going to feel like shit and it's going to be bad, right? We don't want that. So the 1,800 calorie plan has a breakdown of macronutrients. So write this down. In your 1,800 calories, you're going to have 35% of your calories come from protein, 35% of your calories are going to come from carbs, and 30% are going to come from fat. The way that this breaks down per gram is you have roughly 4 calories per every gram of protein, 4 calories for every gram of carbohydrates, and 9 calories for every gram of fat. So from protein on this 1,800 calorie plan, when you do the math, it's going to be about 158 grams of protein, about 158 grams of carbs, and 60 grams of fat. This ensures that you are fueling your muscle, keeping energy high, and there's enough fat to satisfy your hunger. Okay. Really important. So let's break this down a little bit more. Okay. If you're super nerdy like me, this stuff's important. Okay. Starting with protein. Protein is your best friend. It's your best friend for maintaining muscle on your body. Muscle is the key to what when you're over 40? Metabolism. awesome. It's the key when you're younger too, but we keep it easier when we're younger. We don't start losing it. We start losing it when we're older, especially if we walk into our 40s with unhealthy eating habits, aka not eating enough, to be quite frank. And so muscle maintenance, protein also helps with satiety. Protein takes a lot longer to break down in the digestive system. And so it really creates the ability for the body to feel full versus something like a piece of bread. If you have a piece of bread with meat on it, you're going to be more satisfied. Make sense? Cool. So include lean proteins. You are looking at like chicken breast. Sometimes I get so sick of chicken breast, but at the same time, it's such an easy go-to for our family that we just always have it on hand. We always have it shredded or chopped up and diced in our freezer in 4 ounce baggies. So at any given time, my son knows he can go grab 8 ounces of chicken. He's 18 and some rice, and he has a balanced meal and some broccoli. He just literally throws all of that together and then eats it with some yum yum sauce. He's a happy camper. Let me just point out, he's super lean, super ripped, not just because he's 18, but he just really eats healthy. So I'll be excited to see what he does with his adult life as we undertake this. So you could eat turkey, you could eat fish, you could eat eggs. Tofu is not my favorite, but tofu does have a really good source of protein in it. Greek yogurt, especially the higher protein brands like Faye, has a lot of protein in it. Cottage cheese is a go-to, the low-fat 1% cottage cheese. Daisy makes a great one. Mayfield makes a great one. Actually, all of them are pretty good. If you like a smaller one, though, Mayfield and Daisy are the way to go. So think about chicken breast. Let's just focus there. 4 ounces of chicken breast has about 25 grams of protein. So you're going to make that one of your meals, or you can make that two of your meals. You could have a grilled chicken salad for lunch and a grilled chicken with a, you know, a sweet potato and broccoli for dinner. Does that make sense? So you have the ability to take things and break them down. You can use apps like MyFitnessPal. My clients have access to my app, which helps break down nutrition, and they can track their nutrition. I can see exactly what they eat so that I can help them along. My only issue with MyFitnessPal is that anybody and their uncle can add stuff into it, and it's not always accurate. So make sure when you're using MyFitnessPal, you are looking for the check mark. And if it doesn't look right, go compare it to actual nutrition on the person's website. Make sense? Or look at the package, because some people just put crazy stuff in there, and people can put whatever they want in there. That's a frustration for MyFitnessPal for me. Carbs are super important at this age. So they did a study, and I just found this really fascinating. Alzheimer's produces a protein in your brain that creates a disconnect and brain fog. Well, when you go through menopause, you start producing the same protein. Have you struggled with brain fog? Did you know the only thing they found with that study that helps brain fog is glucose? Did you know that food-wise, macronutrient-wise, the only source that has glucose in it is carbohydrates? So if you cut out your carbohydrates and you're already dealing with menopausal brain fog, and now you're dealing with a low-carb brain fog issue, you know what I'm talking about, then bam, you have just like a pure cocktail for making bad choices. You know what I mean? So carbs give you energy and they support your workout. Your muscles thrive upon glucose. They are fed. They are repaired with protein. They are fed with glucose. And so people, like, before they get on stage, before bodybuilding competition, will carb load. Why? It feeds their muscles like crazy. Okay. So focus on complex carbs like sweet potatoes, quinoa, oats, brown rice, whole grain bread. To be honest with you, it doesn't always have to be super complex. If you prefer jasmine rice to brown rice, I would say an A-OK as your coach. Does that make sense? But you want to try to eat carbs that are going to help support your nutrition. So every half cup of quinoa has about 20 grams of carbs. So just kind of keep things in perspective as you go. Now, as a woman over 40, we are struggling with a little bit of hormone changes. Fats are so crucial for hormone health and flavor. Having said that, they are a very expensive nutrient. They are twice the amount of calories per gram. They're more than twice the amount of calories per gram of carbs or protein. But we need them in our plan. We just have got to make sure that we are measuring what we eat. If your meal plan says a third of an avocado, go look about how much that should weigh. And I'm going to actually Google that really fast. I should have had that ready. A third of an avocado weigh about 50 grams. Okay. So let's say you are going through and you're doing 50 grams of avocado for your plant, or you're doing a third of an avocado, but you get one of them hosses and you're eating 150 grams of avocado. Well, for every gram, it's 9 calories. So you do the math there. Does that make sense? So make sure you are measuring your fats. The best way to measure fat is to put it on the scale and then take off what you need until you get to the negative amount that's there. So if you need 16 grams of something, take the peanut butter out until it hits negative 16. And that's what you have in your hand is 16 grams. Then you can lick the spoon and everything and you're not overshooting your calories. You can overshoot your calories really fast by licking the spoon with peanut butter. You know what I mean? So pay attention to it and go for healthy sources. Peanut butter to me is a great source of protein. Just check the sugar content. A lot of peanut butters have a lot of sugar in them. So just make sure that you are eating a low sugar or no sugar version of peanut butter. Avocado, olive oil. I always include nuts and seeds and fatty fish like salmon on my clients' meal plans because every one tablespoon of olive oil has about 14 grams of fat. You've got to make sure that you are measuring. Okay. Veggies are super important. I feel like potatoes get a bad rep. I don't ever fully take potatoes off of clients' plans. When they first start with me, if they like sweet potatoes, we start with sweet potatoes. But honestly, a potato is a much better option than a lot of stuff that's out there. So don't negate it. Just make sure that you weigh it and measure it. But also load up on green veggies. Green veggies are your friend. Green veggies are going to have iron. They're going to be low calorie. They're going to be nutrient dense. And they're going to help volumize your meals. If you've really, really been overeating at all of your meals, adding vegetables helps you feel full, right? So veggies like spinach, broccoli, bell peppers, and zucchini. Here's what not to do with vegetables. And I am a stickler about this. I never program salads on my clients' programs. Do you know why? Because a salad has almost no nutritional value in it whatsoever. It's got some minerals, it's got some vitamins, it's got some fiber, but it has no calories. And when I'm trying to get somebody to lose fat and gain muscle, guess what they need? They need actual calories. So you don't want to take a salad and be like, well, all I had was salad. Well, yeah, that's why you chunky. That's why you have a big belly because your body is starving. It needs protein. It needs carbs. You need to feed it, right? And we want the veggies to add volume to our meal and we want to have the nutrition and we want to have the fiber. So I do put veggies, but don't eat salad over actual nutrition. And so I always tell my clients that, yep, you can have salad as long as you eat all your food. Because it makes you feel full, even though you're not, you don't really have anything to go to as a fuel source within your body once you just sit down and eat a salad. Make sense? I'm not anti-salad, just for the record. I just feel that you have to eat smart, especially when you're in a weight loss plan. You've got to pay attention to what is important. And if you are going to eat a salad and then skip your chicken, no, ma'am, you may not do that. Not on my plan. We are not about quick fixes. We are about making sure that you have the muscle so that you feel good, 100% feel good. Snacks are gateway meals. They are critical. We don't skip our snacks. In fact, when a client starts with me, they have breakfast, snack, lunch, snack, dinner, snack. That's how much they eat with me. Okay. Why? This avoids hunger spikes. This also helps you sleep better at night. If you go to bed with a satisfied stomach, if you've hit satiety, you will sleep better, especially what you put at night. I will encourage you strongly to do Greek yogurt with peanut butter in it. That is a protein and a fat that's going to help you sleep well. Pairing proteins with healthy fats or pairing proteins with carbs, like a boiled egg with a handful of almonds or an apple with a peanut butter, those things help keep your blood sugar even. Don't just go and eat a bunch of carbs and then not have a fat to balance it out. Don't just eat a bunch of protein and then feel like you're going to feel satisfied if you don't have some kind of a fat to balance it out. Does that make sense? So let me give you an example of what a day might look like. So you've got breakfast, couple of scrambled eggs, half of an avocado, a slice of whole grain toast. That's going to have about 25 grams of protein, 20 grams of carbs, and 15 grams of fat. In between that, I encourage you to put a protein shake, like a pre-made protein shake, something easy to go to, or an apple and peanut butter. Have something so that we're staying right around 1,800 calories, right? Then for lunch, you could have a grilled chicken salad. You could have all kinds of greens, any veggie that you want, and a couple tablespoons of olive oil and balsamic, or a low-fat dressing that you like. I do encourage you to have a fat dressing, though. Just make sure you measure it. Fair? All right. The next thing that you would have is another snack. You want to have Greek yogurt with like maybe fresh berries and chia seeds or Greek yogurt with, like I said, peanut butter and berries. One of my clients asked me once, can't I have peanut butter powder instead of peanut butter? And I was like, no, because what we're having right now at this time is fat. So if you can figure and peanut butter powder is wonderful, don't get me wrong, but it has had over half the fat taken out of it. So you want to make sure that you're getting those fats. And then for dinner, you could have baked salmon, roasted sweet potato and a couple of cups of steamed broccoli. And then you're going to have about 30 grams of protein, 30 grams of carbs, and roughly 10 grams of fat, depending on how big your piece of salmon is. Before bed, have cottage cheese with almonds or cottage cheese with walnuts, or like I said, Greek yogurt with peanut butter. And that's going to give you about 20 grams of protein, 5 grams of carbs, and 10 grams of fat. This is a simple day that is laid out for you. You feel free to rewind this so that you can write that down. But you want to make sure that when you put it into your app like MyFitnessPal, which I highly recommend you track, if you don't have a coach that is creating programs for you and creating meal plans for you to simplify it, you're going to have to take responsibility for your own nutrition. And it's not going to happen with you sitting there thinking about it. You're going to have to learn how to use an app. Generation X, we don't like change. We don't like new apps. Forget it. You're going to have to figure out how to learn to use it. I'm sorry, but you are. So make sure that you're holding yourself responsible for that. Fair? Okay. So when you, let's say all heck breaks loose, let's talk about overcoming meal planning challenges, because the perfect laid plans, right? So if it feels daunting at first, start small. Plan like maybe 2 or 3 days. And honestly, to this day, I started that. I think my coach is the one that taught me how to do that. Coach T, which PS, if you ever want to follow anybody, that's super amazing. Terrence Pennington, he's a former professional football player and he is my coach and I adore him. He's 6'8" and he coaches men now. He just happened to take me on shortly after he shifted from coaching women and he's managed to keep me. So woohoo, I guess I'm scrappy and I stay in there, y'all. But he taught me to meal prep 2 days a week. And that was a lifesaver for me. So he meal preps on Sunday and Thursday. I do not. I meal prep Sunday and Wednesday because that's what worked for me. So on Sunday, I meal prep fully for Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. And on Wednesday, I meal prep for Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Sometimes on Sunday, and I would say 90% of the time, we cook all of the proteins for all 7 days. But I don't necessarily put all the meals together until 3 days before. And there's a couple of reasons for that. I'm weird about eating food that's been in the fridge for 7 days. I don't know, just some kind of weird inherent flaw. And then I also just don't want to spend 2 hours meal prepping. It's I give myself an hour and what I get done, I get done. And generally speaking, I can get those 3 meals, those 3 days of all of my meals, including the snacks, laid out for me and my husband. And I can get all the proteins cooked for the whole week. Okay. Sometimes I freeze the rest of the protein, then we'll pull it out on Wednesday and we work with it there. In fact, tonight we're going to be going, when we go live on Facebook, we are going to be doing meal prep. I try to do that at least once a month with my divas online. So if you're not on my free Facebook group, you're missing out on some entertainment, not to mention some funny little spats between husband and wife. So if you want to join me, find my page, Danya Powers. And at the top of my page, follow me first, follow me. Did you know that following a content creator helps them be able to create more content for you? So regardless of whether that seems like a small thing, like their stuff, share their stuff. It helps us all. So find my page. And then if you scroll down, it's pinned at the top. It is Empowered Divas Free Coaching Group. And we do a lot of stuff. We share recipes every week. We just have a great community in there. We have a great time. And we just help each other learn the basic habits of life. But plan 2 to 3 days at a time, whatever works for you. And make sure you're preparing your protein ahead of time. I cannot emphasize that enough. You don't need to prep every single meal if you don't want to, but having the protein prepped can make the difference of whether you win or lose the week. If you've prepared it, you're likely going to eat it. Make sense? So, and remember, within everything, flexibility is key. Have a plan and then start to teach yourself what would replace this. Let's say you're going to go out to dinner and on your meal plan is a lettuce wrap turkey burger and sweet potato fries. Well, when you go to the restaurant, let's say here in Tennessee, we've got one called Aubrey's. You're going to ask for a burger with no bun. And you are going to ask for a baked potato or steamed broccoli. They have sweet potato fries, but guess what? They're fried. So you're wanting baked sweet potato fries and they don't normally have those at a restaurant. So find something that's steamed or baked and that's going to still be really close to your macronutrients. Just make sure it's roughly about the same size. Just get a feel for what food, about what size food should be. And most of the time your hand and your fist are the way to go. Anyways, this is what you have to think. So it's life happens and it's okay to adjust as needed. It really is. So And here's the other thing too. You have to, we've talked about this a lot. And if you haven't heard the episodes to talk about it, I want to make sure to reemphasize this. It's not in my notes, but getting that all or nothing mentality that Generation X has had beat into us clean your plates. You know, it's all or nothing. We're all in. If you're not first, you're last. That kind of mentality is very destructive if you're trying to lose weight. You have to learn flexibility, because flexibility and adaptation is the key to consistency in all things. So if you truly, truly want to make progress, do not be the person that gives up when you don't have a perfect day. You have to make yourself stick in there, right? So to help get you started, I have created a 7-day meal planning template, and it is going to be a breakdown of macronutrients and space to fill your meals and snacks. It's also going to include a simple grocery list and tips for prepping efficiently. And you can download it by visiting my website at www.empoweredcoaching.com/meal plan. This is it for today's episode. We are going to be covering a little bit about all of these simple things, just as a reminder of how simple we should be keeping things. But I do think that you, with a little bit of practice, you can figure this out. And Diva's meal planning does not have to be complicated. You have to find what works best for you. And it's about progress, not perfection. So until next time, stay strong, stay consistent, and stay fabulous, my divas. Love you guys so much. Have the best day of your life. Thanks for tuning into this latest episode of the Diva Deets. If this helped you and you found it valuable, share it with a friend who needs to hear it. Ready for more support? Join my free Facebook community or join my coaching community. The details are in the show notes. Don't forget to subscribe. And until next time, stay strong, stay consistent, and stay fabulous, my divas.